Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Do you think it's kind of weird, looking back at it, that Lovie Smith named Davis Mills a captain 2 days into training camp?
Not really, if I'm being honest. Quarterbacks.
I think that was a little bit over the top.
It was a little strange. I'm not going to lie. But I could see him working.
All over the top to me, man.
He had
no competition.
He had no
competition. It was no competition for Mills at all.
But couldn't you see him working like, I want to promote this guy as the captain. I want to lift him up because I believe in him and I think he's going to be my guy.
Here was Lovie Smith. I think this was 10 minutes into camp. Lovie Smith talking about Davis Mills being a team captain.
We're going to vote for captains the Monday before the first game. I get one vote like everybody else. I'm going to vote for one special team, one offense, one defensive guy. Davis Mills, of course, is getting my vote for captain. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Houston.
There you go. I really don't like how Lovie's like so protective of Davis Mills, but he's willing to kind of throw Kenyon Green and Questenberry under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kenyon Green's a rookie. Kenyon Green is going to be a guy that's going to be here for 5 years, and maybe it's just kid gloves with Davis Mills. But he's asked about Davis Mills and he says, "Well, it all starts up front. Not many quarterbacks could have played good in front of that offensive line. Well, maybe you should roll him out or something. Figure something out. Quit if you see Kenyon Green struggling, help his ass out." Quit just putting him on a damn island. Cause I've watched the guy on an island, for weeks now and try to help him out. But it's just funny how you can't say anything about Davis Mills. You can't criticize Davis Mills. He's not the only guy.
Technically, he's not really a sophomore.
Yes. Oh yeah. Pep Hamilton said he's technically not a sophomore. Yeah. Like they babysit Davis Mills, but they're just willing to say, oh yeah, but you know, the offensive line sucked.
Everybody on the planet knows the most important position on the field is the quarterback. Every team in the NFL does everything they can to find the answer at quarterback. They try to supplement that position every way possible. And then he's going to say it's the other people. It is the other people to a degree. We're not ignorant here. But to just automatically say, you know, hey, we might rotate at this position or we might change this position or this guy's in, this guy's out. And then the quarterback is like untouchable. It's a little hypocritical, man. It, more than a little bit.
You know where I think Davis Mills is just going to make me some bread?
How's that?
Next year in the preseason. I think when Davis Mills is the backup quarterback, he's going to be a preseason all-star. I'm serious. Man. I'm betting on the Texans every preseason game because Davis Mills is made for preseason. Like, especially as the backup, I'm betting every single – if Davis Mills is the backup and he's getting to play the majority of preseason games, I'm just going to feast on Davis Mills in preseason.
By the way, the Texans
buy a new car because of Davis.
Did the Texans lose this preseason?
Once, I think. Right?
I don't know. They were really good in the preseason.
Yeah,
it goes to show you what the preseason is.
That always happened, man. The Browns was 4-0 one year, and that same year they went 0-16.
I think that happened to the Lions too.
Same thing with the Lions.
Let's do a little OBS here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landlock OBS available at sportsradio610.com. Texans fall to Washington, and it was an effing great day. It was an effing great day yesterday. Before the weekend, I gave you a checklist of three things that needed to happen for the greater cause for the Houston Texans. Number one, they needed to lose. Check.
Check.
Number two, Las Vegas Raiders needed to win a game. Check. They won a game. And number three, the Cleveland Browns needed to lose. Check. That's a three-piece combo. That's an elite three-piece combo. That's like a fresh out of the grease Popeye's three-piece combo. That
out of the grease
is perfect. And something else that I think nobody's talking about that I think could actually help the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas beat Denver. I think that Nathaniel Hackett being one and done would actually help the Texans, especially if you're worried about perception and stuff like that. Like, if, and I think he's going to be one and done. I think Nathaniel Hackett's done after 1 year. I think he'll go back to Green Bay and do whatever the hell he was doing before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having, like, because a lot of people think perception is the main reason why you keep Lovie. But if Nathaniel Hackett, who's never been a head coach, we don't know. I mean, maybe he could develop into something. I don't think so. But a finished product like Lovie Smith, who you have a 17-year sample size of, mm-hmm. if Nathaniel Hackett can go one and done, Lovie Smith can go one and done. And I actually think that's like a small favor for the Houston Texans and makes the day even better.
That's a fair point. I don't think it needs to be that complicated.
It shouldn't matter.
I was going to say, I don't think it needs to be
it
that complicated.
It shouldn't matter. I agree with you.
It's clear that you're going backwards with Lovie Smith as your head coach. Simple as that. You can blame other people, not the quarterback. It's the offensive line. It's protection. You can talk about new players. You can talk about the defense, whatever. The bottom line, and I hate that term, is Lovie Smith is head coach. Players are regressing. The team is regressing. There's no reason to keep him.
And by the way, the situation's different. The situation's different this offseason compared to last. Yeah. You're not going to have the $75 million dead cap. You're going to have the number one pick. Jack Easterby's not here. The Deshaun Watson trade is complete. Like it's different. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not even close to the same thing.
Yeah. And by the way, you're already pretty much conceding. You're going to change who's calling the defense, and that's the head coach Lovie right now. And you're going to change offenses. Why keep Lovie? For perception? That's what we're going back and forth with John McClain last week. He'll join us tomorrow. But even John McClain after yesterday is like, yeah. Could well happen.
Could.
You know, that Lovie's a one and done.
Very well could, and I think a lot of people think it should. I just put up the poll at Landry Locker on Twitter. Got a couple hundred votes. 91.3% say Lovie Smith should not return as head coach. So keep those votes coming in. Even Lovie Smith, I think, felt a little uncomfortable yesterday during the press conference. And I'm not talking about his back and forth with DJ Bieniemy. I'm not talking about his back and forth with Brian T. Smith. I'm not talking about his question from the great Christy Reakin. I'm talking about the random question, observation about the positives.
Well, Lovie, obviously, I know a lot of disappointment, but there is some positive. You may
I want to hear this now.
Down conversions today.
Well.
What was that?
Well, come on.
Even Lovie was like, come on, man.
I want to hear this. And Lovie's a half-full guy.
What'd he say, fourth down conversion? Play that game, Fig.
Well, Lovie, obviously, I know a lot of disappointment, but there is some positive. You may
I want to hear this
fourth
now.
Fourth down conversions today.
Well.
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing? Just kissing ass now? Is that what we're doing?
That guy's a nice guy.
He is.
He's a very nice guy.
I am. I've known him for years.
But
he just tried to change the mood in the room.
I guess. He felt awkward. Mom and Dad were arguing. You know, he was just like.
There are positives, Lovie.
And
fourth down conversions.
I want to make this very clear. I said it when we started the show, but I think it's very, very important. Brian T. Smith spoke for the masses. We've been, you know, kind of rolling our eyes at one level, maybe even critical at another level of Brian T. Smith, and he's kind of he can be a little bit surly or pointed. His question of Lovie Smith was perfect. It was the question of the day, and what really set me off was the story.
The story yeah. In Houston is the vibe.
Yes.
It's the vibe.
Yes.
That's it. Like that, there's not
not changing at all anything and yes. being hard-headed and stubborn about it. That was the story. Congrats to Brian T. Smith for asking that question and the nerve of Lovey talking down.
Let's hear it.
Down to someone who truly was representing the fans in that moment.
Let's hear this. Yeah. Brian T. Smith with Lovey Smith. Damn, the Smiths. This is Smith on Smith Crime.
Smith on Smith.
Smith on Smith Crime. Here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Lovey, you mentioned the fans deserve better. I mean, I look out of the stands. They're mostly empty. You guys were booed multiple times. This has been happening all year.
Let me stop you. It hasn't been happening all year. You can say, well, I'm talking about the fans booing us, all right? Yeah, we've been booed, yes. And every time something is bad, fans are going to boo, and they have a right to do that. What is your question?
I was going to ask my question.
What is it?
How does this get better? How do you improve this?
By putting a better product on the football field.
Why didn't that happen today?
Because I didn't think I should do it today.
Why were you guys not better today?
I'm not going to tell you that, right? I mean, what do you expect me to say right now? We just got beat. Now, if there was something that we should have done right away, we would have done that right away. Where we are with our football team, we're searching for answers is what we're doing. And we'll keep working on different combinations.
Right, we come in, and every week you're kind of telling us the same thing. You haven't made any changes. Why are you doing the same thing and you get the same result?
Because sometimes change for what? Just change to change. I think leave that up to us. All right. Right now, we don't think we're in that position. All right.
Leave that up to us. Lovey Smith, no matter what you think about what he is, his display yesterday was arrogant. It was disconnected. It was insulting to anyone who has followed and suffered with this team over the years. It was wrong. I would say Lovey deserves, Houston deserves an apology from Lovey Smith, but I don't even care about his apology. I don't care about any apology. That's what he believes. And it's kind of like just, you know, talking down to people who care about this team longer than you do. I mean, I've cared about this team a lot more than Lovey Smith ever has. And a lot longer.
Yeah, and he's not supposed to be a problem solver. Like, I hate the, like, oh, well, it's not all Lovey's fault. Oh, it's not all Davis Mills' fault. Dude, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, multiple things can stink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Davis Mills can stink. Lovey Smith can stink. Pep Hamilton can stink. The defense can stink. Like, multiple things can stink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can happen.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, you can improve players. Like, if we're talking long-term, like, if we're talking about getting to where you want to get, you can improve players. You're going to have the assets, the money, the draft picks to improve players. Lovey Smith is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was the right guy for the job when he got it. But stuff changes.
His job is to improve young talent on this team and show progress, to progress as an organization, to show signs, right? To show signs of, all right, maybe this team can get there in the next couple of years. And by not making any changes, I think he's affecting a lot of that progression directly.
Landlock Ops here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, so I want to get people excited here.
All right.
So I'm going to provide some star power for the Texans.
Star power?
Yes. Let's pretend they have the number one overall pick.
Okay.
And then let's pretend the Cleveland pick is what? Give me a number.
7, where it is right now.
7?
Yeah.
Let's pretend it's like 11 or 12.
All right, 11.
Let's pretend it's like 11 or 12, okay? Right. You ready for this? There you go.
I'm ready.
We need stars.
We need stars.
We need stars and we need playmakers,
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, we do.
With the first pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Bryce Young.
Hell yeah.
Quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Alabama. You inherit the Dr. Pepper commercials. You got your quarterback. You got your hope.
You got some buzz.
Now, this is where it gets real fun.
All right.
With the 11th pick of the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Bijan Robinson, running back out of the University of Texas, a.k.a. the Offensive Rookie of the Year next year. Bijan, Damian Pierce, Bryce Young, whatever receiver you want to get, you make that move, you got stars. Hey, and also, you can say Jackson Smith and Jigba, you can give me Johnson out of TCU, but let's get some offensive stars on this team. Let's get some stars. Give me some studs.
Greg Grissom would never get up from his desk.
And he wouldn't need to.
He wouldn't need to.
He wouldn't need to.
I'll be here for a while, boys. Yeah. That's exactly what this team needs. And you got to have another coach. You got to have another coach. Is there anyone out there who disagrees with something I said a few weeks ago? And that is that if Lovie Smith is the head coach next year, you're going backwards. Is there anyone who disagrees? Because there were a lot of people who disagreed when I said that a few weeks ago, or a couple of weeks ago. Because if he's your head coach next year, you're going backwards, boys. You're going to have all this talent, this juice, these young players.
Give me some stars.
This star power. And they're going to be like, yeah, go see Pep. And let's work on that offense.
Give me some stars.
Come on, man.
I need some stars. My mom texted me.
Your mom loves her some Bijan Robinson. Jesus. Good gracious.
Man. Every time Texas loses, it's, I feel so sorry for Bijan. He should have gone to Ohio State. I don't know why he does this. It's just so unfair to Bijan. I just can't believe it. Like, I feel terrible for him.
And then when he does well, I'm so happy for him.
I'm so happy for him.
He's such a good Christian boy. He's such a good Christian and such a good kid.
Here's the text I got from my mom after Bijan.
Okay.
Listen to this. And she's crossing the line, too. I love every single thing about Bijan Robinson's ability, attitude, modesty, unwavering Christian faith, and positivity. He is my all-time favorite UT player. Second favorite is Earl Campbell.
What?
I think he's actually my favorite athlete ever. Whatever pro team he is on will be my favorite team every year. And I said, this is going to make the draft more interesting because her fanhood's on the line. And yeah. She goes, please pick him for your fantasy team. I said, don't run my fantasy.
She's telling you who to pick on your fantasy.
Listen to her. This is after they lost to Oklahoma State.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this, because I started recording her because this is what I have to deal with. This is why I'm a Texas fan. I have to listen to my mom just sulk after every game. I have to listen to my dad get pissed off. Listen, and she's going to be pissed that I recorded this.
All right, cool.
But just listen to her talking about Bijan after the loss.
On a better team.
Somebody what?
Won the Heisman.
So I think you should come here.
I mean, I'm glad he did, but he's such a good person.
Hope to get honors on base. They'll be at the bottom of their order in the.
Carries our offense.
If he can get some production for the ball, he's like turn it over to Rizzo and Judge.
I'm just sorry for him.
I just feel sorry for him.
I just feel bad for him.
Bijan deserves a team he can be proud of.
Hey, wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't mind it. Let's go around the NFL. There was some crazy stuff going on around the league, including a team in a similar situation as the Houston Texans, except they're living a nightmare that I don't know that the Texans will be able to endure if this happens next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Overwhelming 90% of knows for the question, should Lovie Smith be back as head coach of the Texans? 1 o'clock, we'll hear from the man himself. I would like for him to be asked about the Jahlil Johnson tweet today. I didn't think it was a good question for yesterday, but I think today the Jahlil Johnson tweet, former Texan Jahlil Johnson, released over the weekend. He deleted the tweet, but you know how that works.
Yeah.
He said that he was told to go easy on Kenyon Green and Questenberry in practice.
I totally believe it.
Do you?
Totally believe it. Especially on Kenyon Green. Young player, don't send him into a spiral, so to speak, although he was sent into a spiral yesterday. I think mentally, et cetera. Yeah, totally believe it. 100%.
Lovie needs to be asked about that. Hopefully he will at 1 o'clock. It'll be interesting to see the encore of the Lovie press conference after the Smith-on-Smith crime yesterday.
Let me ask you this. Did Nick Caserio get to Lovie and ask and tell him to either A, apologize?
No, because I think this is the best thing that can happen to Caserio. Like Lovie going up there and making a fool of himself.
How so?
Because it'd make it insulates easier to get rid of his ass. Like, honestly, like, I think it'd make it easier to get rid of
his ass. But does he want to?
I think the situation is different this year compared to last. I'd still believe Lovie was the right choice. We're where they are. Like,
no, Lovie served a purpose.
Yeah. Like, when people say no coach is going to win here, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, in this situation, you're not going to win, and losing is sometimes better. But I find it hilarious. I find it actually, Lovie should actually be flattered by it. This notion that Lovie Smith isn't trying to win games. Like, a better coach could have won more than one game with the Houston Texans. Like a better head coach could have won. But like this notion that Lovie Smith has to try to lose games, again, 17 years as a coach.
Comes natural.
Five winning seasons.
Yeah.
Five winning seasons, one 500 season. Like it's hilarious to act like Lovie Smith has to put in like some sort of effort to lose games. Like you know what Lovie Smith is?
What?
Lovie Smith is a poor man's John Fox. And I'll lay out the numbers. Lovie Smith in 17 seasons, he has 5 winning seasons, 11 losing seasons, and he's gone 500 once. So 11 losing, 5 winning, and he's gone 500 once. John Fox in 16 years has 6 winning seasons, 7 losing seasons, and he's gone 500 3 times. That's what Lovie Smith is. Like he's in the John Fox tier of coaches. And yeah. And I always hear, well, Lovie Smith went to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman as his quarterback. John Fox went to a Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme. Yeah. So yeah, I think Lovie Smith and John Fox, that's what you're getting right now. And you don't want John Fox, once you get competitive, to be in charge of, you know, potentially a franchise quarterback and stuff. But he did a good job. It's been nice.
Right.
It's been nice.
I will give Lovie Smith credit for this, because when you parse it out, he did 3 things yesterday, and it sort of makes you shake your head.
At the podium or in the game?
At the podium. He acknowledged that this team stinks.
He did.
Flat out, right? That's number one. So he acknowledged his team stinks. Number two, he refused to make any changes.
Yeah.
And number three, he blamed the media for asking about it. How do you get away with that? Like, he said, yeah, we're awful, in essence. But we ain't going to make any changes, and it's your fault for asking. That's what he did. Like when you just take all the conversation and comments he made, and you just say, what are the 3 bullet points that he did yesterday? Those are them. We're awful. No changes. Your fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened.
Think about that.
Let's go around the NFL real quick. Did you know Travis Kelce doesn't like Taylor Heineke?
I saw this.
I had no idea. Taylor Heineke, quarterback of Washington, they won 23-10. Apparently, Taylor Heineke last week, you know when he got the roughing the passer?
Mm-hmm.
He did like the first down fist pump. Travis Kelce wasn't feeling that.
I've never seen a quarterback get so excited because of a roughing the passer. Like that one, I don't know why it rubbed me the wrong way, man. I was just like, I'm out of here. I just turned the TV off when he got excited like that.
Speaking of Travis Kelce.
Not a bad day.
3 touchdowns yesterday. Chiefs topped the Chargers 30-27. Could I interest you in some stats?
Of course.
Travis Kelce, 6 catches, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns.
He just doesn't stop. I mean, they try everything they can against him. Every team does.
He's one of the best tight ends to ever do it.
Yeah.
For sure. He's up there. I think Gronk's the best, but he's up there. Titans topped the Packers 27-17 last Thursday. The Colts, they had the Eagles right where they wanted them late, but Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown at the end, and the Eagles win 17-16. Browns 23, Bills 31. This was the game in Detroit. Bears 24, Falcons 27. The Jets.
Wow, what an awful display.
How do you feel about Zach Wilson?
I've always liked his arm.
Nine completions yesterday. The Jets punted nine times. And Zach Wilson, apparently, according to multiple reports, the locker room's not too thrilled with the lack of accountability from Zach Wilson. This was Zach Wilson after the game.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Doesn't. Well,
that is not going to play well in New York City.
It is not.
I can guarantee you that.
The thing about this, though, like the situation the Jets are in, and I think it's similar to the situation the Texans are in, when you get the draft equity like the Jets did with Jamal Adams, and you make the right decision, you hire the right coach, etc. Like, missing on Zach Wilson isn't the end of the world. Like, it was worth a try. When you get in trouble when you miss on a quarterback is when you're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a quarterback away and you trade multiple first-round picks and you go up. Yeah, like, if the Colts went all in on someone and they felt they were a quarterback away in the draft, then that would be a big deal. The Jets are still, I mean, they're still building something. They still have a lot of talent. Like, I think that's where the Texans are right now. Like, if they draft Bryce Young and Bryce Young's not great, but they build the roster around him, and they're doing it with a quarterback on a rookie deal, like, it's not the end of the world. And that's why you probably need to kick the tires on Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, someone like that.
Sure.
The Jets are fine.
Sure.
Zach Wilson, though, he stinks. Derek Carr might be a future Jet.
Oh, they're going to go down that path,
or Jimmy
G,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would be a good fit.
See the Golden State Warriors cheerleaders?
What are they?
No, they all went up to, like, all the cheerleaders went up to Jimmy Garoppolo when he was at a Warriors game.
Oh, shocker.
And they were, like, all hugging him. And
dude, he's a handsome guy.
He is a handsome fella.
Like, we got to be honest.
Like, they stopped what they were doing.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is a handsome guy.
They just, like, let's go over there. Let's flirt with Jimmy G.
Rams fall to the Saints 20-27. Cooper Kupp's done for the year. All you fantasy owners, you can drop him. They ain't going to put him back on the football field this year. Sorry, John.
I feel like you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to all of the Cooper Kupp owners. Lions 31, the Giants 18. Lions no longer a threat to have that number one pick. Dan Campbell, the meathead, everybody's favorite meathead.
Are we back on Dan Campbell?
I never was on Dan Campbell. You're on Dan Campbell.
I've been on and off. Are we back on?
You tell me. You on?
I'm trending that way.
Here was Dan Campbell after the game talking to his Lions squad.
Oh, that doesn't happen by accident. Everything we talked about, we stayed the course, which you guys have done, man. And we're playing some pretty clean physical football, man. Defense, you come to life. Win takeaways, offense, man. We dominated when we needed to. We dominated the ground game, man. We made the throws we had to. We were efficient. That's the way to win, man. Now you're figuring it out. Yep. Now we're figuring it out. That's three.
Yes, sir.
Everything will be mental. And we go for four against a really good opponent.
Yeah,
that's outstanding, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You earned it, man. Yeah.
This might need to be Dan Campbell's music, man.
Doesn't he sound a little bit like Chris Farley?
He's such a hardo, dude.
In a van down by the river. That's what he sounds like. Listen to him.
That doesn't happen by accident. Everything we talked about, we stayed the course, which you guys have done, man. And we're playing some pretty clean football, man.
Cowboys all over the Vikings yesterday, 40-3.
That was a wild game.
They whooped their ass.
They're going to mess around and win that thing, aren't they?
What, the whole thing?
The whole thing on the NFC Cowboys.
I feel like I've heard this before, though.
We have. You have.
The Raiders 22, the Broncos 16. This was the most important game yesterday for the Texans, not counting their own. Raiders made it very interesting. They had first and goal from the 7 at the end, ended up having to kick the field goal, and then they take home the dub, which means the Texans have a 2-win cushion for that number one pick. Bengals, Steelers, Bengals get the job done.
Bengals do get the job done.
Your Bengals
they're
are
starting,
getting hot.
They're starting that run,
your
baby.
Your Bengals
they're
are getting
hot. They're starting that run. I called this to a T.
And the 49ers and Cardinals, they're going to play
tonight.
That's a quick trip around the NFL. Coming up, a wild Sunday, a sad Saturday, and the Astros' most despised figures. They're heading in different directions. The hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Brandon Cooks, after the game, he caught up, Sean Bajani caught up with him, SportsRadio610.com, Sean Bajani. And this is what Brandon Cooks had to say about the Texans losing.
Brandon, take us through this one. How difficult is it after offensive performance today?
Well, it seems like I'm coming up here saying the same thing every week. It's difficult because at the end of the day, we didn't score enough points to be able to help our team win.
When you step back and you kind of look at things, the way that this offense has gone, the struggles that you guys have had, I mean, are they the same kind of problems that keep kind of cropping up, or how would you assess
that? I mean, that's what I would say. Same things over and over again. You know, from week one to now, they're just quite frankly not getting fixed. And that's from all of us. And that, you know, no guy out there on the field is perfect and just not good enough. I'm not even close to good enough.
Do you have a solution for some of those things?
Just got to get back to work and, you know, listen to the coaches and see what we can do.
Get back to work. Watch the tape.
He has to hate his life right now. And I don't blame him. Like, look, I've made this clear. I think Brandon Cooks is silly because I think he's okay losing as long as Jack Easterby and him are exchanging napkin messages or whatever the hell they do. Like, I don't like that's what's weird to me about it. But I would not have signed an extension with the Texans if I were Brandon Cooks. I would not want to go through a rebuild. I would have
he
never
did do it though.
It. He did it.
Yeah.
So that's what's weird about it. But I mean, now he obviously doesn't want to be a part of it. And I could not imagine a more miserable thing than having to endure what he's having to endure every Sunday. So I feel for him, but in the same breath, I do think it's kind of goofy that Jack Easterby is the reason you're so unhappy.
Oh, absolutely. And we've talked about that and a lot of people have turned on and Brandon Cooks and for good reason, but he's also sort of the epitome of why I just roll my eyes and kind of laugh when people say, well, at least they're playing hard for him. No, Brandon Cooks is playing hard because he's going to have another team looking at him. He's going to want to be in another place. He's signed a big contract. He doesn't want to look embarrassed, look bad and be embarrassed when they watch film. But he was not playing hard. I mean, he gave up on a high point ball.
He could have ran that route in flip-flops.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, he was on that, too. I was thinking more of the one that he missed down by the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
That the ball got wrestled away from him. And then the one over the middle where he kind of had to spin back to, you know, counterclockwise, so to speak,
yeah,
and didn't really give himself up.
Yeah.
But he was also running the route on the pick six.
Yeah, he was. And Davis Mills did stare at him.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Yeah. Speaking of which, Lovie Smith was asked about Davis Mills potentially being benched, and this is what Lovie had to say.
What I want to see first is Davis Mills in front with protection, with a good running game backing him up, and with protection when he's passing the football.
You have.
That's what we need to see first.
Yeah.
So all of this is a base part of it all. It's just not one position. And guys, after game, I'm going to talk to the guy. If there is something that we're going to do, I'm going to talk to the guys first at all positions. But right now, there's disappointment throughout. It just wasn't two positions that we're talking about.
Okay.
That's not a good enough answer.
But you've seen him run the ball and you've seen him have protection.
Yeah.
Like, so you have seen that.
That is not a good enough answer. for the team. You know, forget us for a moment. I mean, I think Houstonians deserve better, but set that aside. Like the team is sitting in the locker room, like saying, what else is there? You know, I mean, they understand that they are underperforming. Davis Mills knows he's regressed. It's not a surprise if you hear somebody says it. You know, the team knows that this offensive line has been good enough, for Davis Mills to perform. Not yesterday, but it has been in the past.
What about Pep Hamilton? Because Lovey was asked about Pep Hamilton. This was an interesting answer. I agree with you on, like, Davis Mills. We know what Davis Mills is at this point. He's gonna be a backup in the NFL.
Yeah.
Who knows how long, but we know what Davis Mills is. I think the question of the offseason was, what is a Pep Hamilton offense? It's not good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the answer. It's not good. And we can sit here and we can say, you know, they don't have this, they don't have that. It's not good.
Right.
It's predictable. It's very, very strange. Like, there's nothing creative about it. And it really, like, in hindsight, like, there's a reason that Pep Hamilton went 7 years without being an offensive coordinator since being fired. I know he's like a popular name that people like to throw out there, and I think he's a good quarterback coach. I like Pep Hamilton, but as far as being an offensive coordinator, it just don't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. Here's Lovey Smith being asked about, Pep Hamilton's play calling.
And what confidence has Pep Hamilton given you to that he can turn things around, that you haven't made a change of play calling, that he can do that?
Well, I'm not going to change. I mean, guys, right now as a football team, there's not a whole lot that we're doing well right now. We're building. We're not quite there yet. So we're not a good football team right now. But that's how most teams start off. You're not a good football team. You keep working on things and eventually get a little bit better. We did not play this way last week. We didn't. We're down in red zone 6 times and then score a touchdown. We didn't play this way last week. So it hasn't been like that always. Today it was. And in those games, you just have to kind of take it that the other team was a lot better than us.
That's about Pep Hamilton.
Hope that won't be
this
the case
is a Wendy's,
next week.
Bro. Exactly. Like, the question was about Pep Hamilton.
Sir, you're out of Wendy's.
Sir, this is Wendy's. Like, listen to this. This is just asking about Pep Hamilton. Listen to this.
Yeah. And what confidence has Pep Hamilton given you to that he can turn things around, that you haven't made a change of play calling, that he can do that?
Well, I'm not going to change. I mean, guys, right now as a football team, there's not a whole lot that we're doing well right now.
True.
We're building. We're not quite there yet. So, we're not a good football team right now, but that's how most teams start off. You're not a good football team. You keep working on things and eventually get a little bit better. We did not play this way last week. We didn't. We're down in red zone 6 times and then score a touchdown. We didn't play this way last week. So it hasn't been like that always. Today it was. And in those games, you just have to kind of take it that the other team was a lot better than us and hope that won't be the case next week.
The gray area, like, there's a gray area in football. Like, the Vikings, the one loss was kind of fool's gold. We saw it kind of exposed yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, the Giants, they've overachieved. Like, yesterday to me, now I know it was an ugly game, but it seemed like a pretty accurate representation of what they are right now.
Yes, 100%
like
it
that,
is.
That was the 2022 Texans to me.
And keep in mind, he's saying we're not going to make a change at offensive coordinator. You're last. You're DFL in total offense. You're second to last in scoring offense. So you're it's not the offensive coordinator because you're not going to make a change there. It's not the quarterback because you're not going to make a change there. It's everybody that is responsible. What exactly are you saying, man? I mean, like, what are you doing? What are you saying here?
What exactly are you saying, man? Play the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Gotta pour one out, man. Gotta pour one out.
God, this just broke my heart.
Hendon Hooker, Tennessee quarterback, torn ACL. He's going to miss the rest of the season. They were getting roughed up by South Carolina,
which was wild in itself.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler, best game of his life.
Dialed one back, I guess. Dialed one up.
Hendon Hooker out for the remainder of the season. And one of the most intriguing storylines of the draft, because I don't know when he was going to get drafted, but it becomes even more of a kind of an obstacle for Hendon Hooker because Someone asked me the other day, shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are one. Is Hendon Hooker eligible for the draft this year? And I was like, well, he's going to be 25 when the draft happens. So yeah, he's eligible. He's 25. He's going to be 25. And now he's going to be, he turns 25 in January.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be 25 with the torn ACL. You got to think this is a day three pick? Day two?
Mm-hmm.
Late?
Good risk.
Day three.
He's really developed.
Would y'all draft him day three?
Day three, sure.
Absolutely.
Why not?
100%.
I wouldn't blink.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know if he's gonna be good or not. But yeah, I like his makeup. Yeah, for sure. Day three. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Fourth, sixth.
I feel just sick for him because of. I think he was going to be drafted well before day three if he finished the season.
I feel sick for him because I think he's a guy who would have actually played in the bowl game and
maybe won the Heisman.
Yeah, it would have been a good send off. Who's going to win the Heisman now? Is it going to be Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams, I guess. CJ Stroud. I mean, who knows?
Caleb Williams. Boy, you want to talk about disgusting. Like, Oklahoma fans have got to be so disgusted by this.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. But shout out to Hendon Hooker.
Heisman Trophy odds.
He can beat the odds. What are the odds right now?
CJ Stroud, minus 125.
And what's Caleb?
Caleb Williams, plus 125.
Okay. So that's close.
Blake Corum, who also got hurt, the running back at Michigan.
Boy, how much has the game changed, man?
Yeah.
Like, think about what you just said. Like, you're talking about a guy who was at OU a year ago.
Yeah.
As a true freshman with a head coach, and they just pack up and go to USC, and they're immediately on the field, and he is like a coin toss potential Heisman guy.
Frankly, I'd probably vote for him. I have a Heisman vote.
Well, so you're going to vote for Caleb Williams?
Right now, I'd vote for Caleb Williams ahead of CJ Stroud. Would you?
I'd vote for Haynes King.
Sure. I might put him third. I'd vote for Haynes King.
Cody Bellinger, we know him very well around
here. How's he doing lately?
3 years ago, he was the MVP. Now, he's been non-tendered by the Dodgers. Boy, you want to talk about falling off.
That just breaks your heart.
He's 27 years old,
mm-hmm.
And he won the MVP 3 years ago, and now they're getting rid of him. The Dodgers are flat out getting rid of Cody Bellinger.
For nothing.
For nothing.
For a wink and a smile.
What happened? I know there's a lot of like sign stealing jokes from Astros fans. Oh, they cracked down on sign stealing, and now the guy who talked the most crap.
Yeah.
What happened? How do you fall off like that?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Seriously.
Performance enhancing drug.
Who knows? Could be anything. I think it just could be his brain is scrambled.
Scrambled from what?
I know. He lost it, and when you lose it, you lose it. Hell, who knows what? Who knows what might be have helped him in 2017?
Have you been keeping up with? We're going through the Astros' nemesis. Aaron Judge is another one. Have you been keeping up on this home run ball?
Yeah, I think this guy's going to end up regretting his decision.
He turned down $3 million.
Yeah.
The guy who caught the Aaron Judge home run, he turned down $3 million. The most the baseball has ever gone for, I think, is like $3 million, slightly over.
And that was like a Babe Ruth ball, right?
It's going to go to Golden Auctions, one of the most prominent auction sellers. And I don't know what the guy's looking for, but he turned down $3 million. Well, how are you going to turn down $3 million?
How can you?
How are you going to turn down $3 million for a baseball?
That's the dumbest.
Is he going to get more than that? Now he's going to.
I don't think he is.
But isn't he going to have to give a percentage now too to the auction?
Yeah, but if he gets significantly more, it doesn't matter. Bro, but if you were offered $3 million,
$3 million bucks,
you kidding me?
You just went to the ball game and you just caught.
You basically won the lottery.
$3 million, man.
And you're like, no, I want a better lottery.
Damn.
Get the hell out of here.
$3 million.
Yeah.
Man, sign me up for that every day. Man. Did he catch it or did he just, is he one of those guys that just grabbed it on the ground?
I don't remember.
It was in Arlington.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. Yeah. I can't remember watching. I mean,
that's the guy that had the, he was like a millionaire or something anyway.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
I thought somebody
is that right?
I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if he's already a millionaire and he's got a $3 million baseball.
He should have just thrown it behind him.
Yeah.
Let somebody else catch it.
Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's here on In the Loop. The Hutopia podcast with Sean Pendergast, John McClain. It's out. There's going to be reaction. You'll hear what McClain has to say about the Texans as well as the future of Lovie Smith. which he might have changed his tune on. We'll talk to John tomorrow at 11. But in the meantime, download the Hutopia podcast. Coming up, some OG passing thoughts. We were at the game 3 hours before. We were in the parking lot. We went up to the press box, and there were a lot of things on John's mind that maybe you haven't considered. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.